Asia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto departed Jakarta for an official visit to Singapore on Sunday afternoon. Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka saw off the president and his delegation at Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base around 6:20 p.m. local time, according to an official statement. The government envisions the Free Nutritious Meal program as a foundation for creating a generation of talents capable of leading Indonesia to its golden era, a National Nutrition Agency officially stated. Director of Nutritional Promotion and Education at the BGN Gunalan remarked during an event promoting the MBG program in Karangasem District, Bali on Sunday. He emphasized that the free meals program is designed to address various pressing issues nationwide, such as poverty, economic inequality, unemployment, and weaknesses in human resources. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa kulihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La la la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. Rasa-rasanya baru. kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Not sure what to have for breakfast in Jakarta? Come here. Come along. On some of Jakarta routes, you may find this culinary. It is pecel. Pecel is one of Indonesia's most popular culinary specialties, especially in Java. This dish consists of a variety of boiled vegetables such as spinach, kale, long beans, and bean sprout. Pecel is doused with a savory and slightly spicy bean sauce. The combination of sweet, savory, and spicy flavor from the peanut sauce makes pecel a simple yet very appetizing meal. Usually, pecel is served with accompaniment such as crackers, rempeyek kacang, fried tofu, fried tempeh, or lontong. Not only delicious, pecel is also healthy because it is rich in fiber and nutrients from the vegetables used.
Rasanya enak, harganya murah. Biasanya saya pakai untuk sarapan pagi. Dan dari bahannya itu dari sayur-sayuran.
Simple yet rich in flavor, pecel is proof that traditional food is preserved from generation to generation.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Maka kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa. Maka kehangatan yang kau rasa.
samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
The escalating conflict that happens over the weekend between Iran and Israel has sparked many reactions from the world leaders. What kind of impact that this conflict will give to the world? Let's have a conversation with international observer Hikmahanto Juwana. I'm Yunika and this is VOI Talk. Good morning, Pak Hikmahanto. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Very good morning to you, Yunika.
Thank you so much. It's good to hear that. And let's, regarding to the topic, let's just jump right into the questions.
Sure.
Sir, how big is the impact of Iran-Israel conflict on global geopolitics?
It's big. I have to tell you that it's a big thing. And the reason is because the attack by Israel to Iran is not generated by the government in Israel, but it is also backed by the United States. We understand from the statement of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the attack has been completed, and he said that it is up now to the United States government to follow up on the attack. That means that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu now is not responsible for the attack, but it's going to be the policy of the U.S. government. Now, we understand that Iran does not surrender. So they attacked Israel and the attack has been done. We do not know whether there's going to be more attacks from Iran to Israel. Is it going to target the military headquarters that Iran is going to attack, or it may also attack civilians? Of course, we are worried if the attack is against civilians, But I have to tell you that the precision of the Israel attack against Iran was not very precise, because there are civilians too who have been, you know, who have died or injured because of the attack. So this is going to be a very big issue in international geopolitics, and we have to watch very carefully on this issue, because if the U.S. is going to track Iran, probably based on a security arrangement between U.S. and Israel, whereby one attack against one country is an attack to another country, then the U.S. now will have the basis to attack Iran. The question is whether other countries will let Iran fight the war only by itself, or they will assist Iran. For example, countries like Russia, North Korea, or even Iraq, you know, those who have probably a policy that is in line with Iran. So again, I have to say it's going to be a big issue.
Since you said because the U.S. is also involved and maybe other countries will also be dragged into this happen and also matter, I want to know, to what extent will this conflict affect the global economy?
Of course, it will affect the global economy, especially the supply chain of the world, because we are in a globalized world. We cannot live alone. We need export, and then we need to export, and then we also dependent on probably import from one another. Then this is going to affect the world economy. I suppose there's going to be a slowdown on the world economy, and the slowdown of world economy means that the slowdown of every country's economy. So it's a big challenge for everyone because of this escalation of war. Because probably a lot of people will not think that the U.S. Is going to attack Iran, but this is happening. The U.S. is attacking Iran. However, I have to say that, you know, the U.S., if they attack Iran directly before Israel attack, then they have no basis under international law. So they probably ask Israel to attack first, and then afterwards it's going to be the U.S. based on the security arrangement. So I see that this has surprised a lot of world leaders, and they are very concerned. They must go to the United Nations, especially the Security Council, but it may not have an effective effect. Nonetheless, it has to go to the UN. So with this kind of event happening, I'm sure that this will cause a tremendous effect on global economy, probably also at the stock exchanges around the world. You know, it's going to be probably have its impact. So we need to watch carefully on this.
It will affect the stock exchange, and also it will slow down the economy. But besides economy, sir, which sectors do you think will be most affected by this conflict?
Well, oil and gas, because the world depends on oil and gas. So I'm suspecting that there's going to be an increase in oil prices, gas prices, and this will affect industry of around the world which uses oil and gas. So the price hike of, for example, oil will affect, you know, the price of commodities. So we need to watch this very carefully.
And because this matter has a really big and huge impact, not even on the countries that are involved directly, but maybe to most countries, how you think Indonesia should deal with it, since Indonesia running an open trade economy?
Yeah, this is an issue, as I mentioned, that the government needs to look very carefully, and they have to have plans. They need to have a plans that if the worst scenario occurred, what is going the government do on making sure that there's not going to be any big disruption in our national economy and our national life, you know, politically, socially. So we need to have to look into that very carefully. And I hope the government has a plan, a contingency plan, if this war has escalated tremendously, so that the people will not be affected. And I think the government needs to have good communication with the people so that the people understand, for example, why there's going to be a price hike, why there's going to be a decrease in subsidy of oil to the people, so they have to pay much more. And of course, you know, the war in Middle East needs to be communicated to our people.
Since it will have a huge impact, your advice is to the government needs to communicate it to the people. Yes. And I also want to know, do you think this conflict will be discussed at the G7 summit in Berlin and leaders meeting in Singapore?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the G7 meeting will take place in Canada, not in Germany. Yes, it will be discussed. And it will be discussed also because it's a hot topic and it's very recent. And the world with this kind of situation, what are the alternatives that they may have in order to calm down the situation? The Indonesian government, for example, have made a statement that every country should restrain, you know, itself. Especially of using force. So I think it is very important that countries will discuss this issue because, again, this will disrupt the international geopolitics. It will disrupt also the continuation of national life in every country. The one that will hit first is probably the least developed countries, and then the developing countries, later on probably the developed. This issue is not resolved very soon.
In your opinion, is there any realistic path toward peace between Iran and Israel, and what would it take?
Well, the realistic path is for the leaders in Israel or in the U.S. Stepping down, hoping that there's going to be a change of policy. But it is up to the people of the country, of Israel and also of the U.S. If the people in Israel and the U.S. feel that with the two leaders now taking in command and it is not beneficial to them, then, you know, there's always a process constitutionally in their respective countries so that the leaders can be forced to step down from the office. So, again, it is up to the people of those countries. I understand that in the U.S. There's initiation of trying to impeach the president, probably in Israel. The parliament members the opposition may take over the executive so that they will be in power and then they change their policy. And you have to understand that it's up to the people. If the people in Israel, for example, they dislike the policy of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, then because with this policy, Iran is attacking Israel, and you know the one who become a victim is going to be the people. Same thing like in the U.S. Yeah, so it's to the people of those countries. But you know, from the Indonesian side or other country side, you know, we can influence the people in the U.S. with the people in Israel that we need to have peace. We do not want to have war. You know, we do not want leaders who are trigger happy, meaning that you have the arsenal and then they use arsenal as they wish. I mean, that is not the purpose of having arsenal, you know, the military equipment, so that if there's going to be deadlock, then you just pressure with this use of force.
Okay, thank you so much, Pak Hikmahanto, for your insights for in today's matter. Thank you so much, Pak, for joining us today.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you for the listener.
Conflict is like a wide open wound that needs to be healed before it's getting worse. Hopefully, there'll be a solution for all conflict on Earth. I'm Unika. Thank you for listening to VOI Talk.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs. Forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
lalu. Habis kuota aku mati gaya. Apa daya aku di rumah ayah.
Cari wifi yang untuk diri. Mencari wifi dalam mangga tertentu. Cari wifi itulah hati.
Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Indonesia has a lot of beautiful cultures, including one from Madura called Karapan Sapi. What is Karapan Sapi? For your information, if you are a foreigner listener who are currently listening to this announce and also broadcast, if you are a foreigner, I have to tell you that Karapan Sapi means Karapan cow. Cow Karapan. How do I explain it? If you want to know more about this matter, I'll play you a feature entitled Feature Karapan Sapi Madura. Enjoy!
Jaak ganggu Pancasila.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Ahmad Rasul Kalib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat karesidenan, piala presiden,
for karesidenan or regency level or president cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white T-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juara.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. The race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say, this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaga ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of Bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke sestat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke sestat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race add dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two versions, and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan, to Madura people, Karapan Sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, Bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This kerapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, kerapan sapi ini awal mulanya.
So kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization develop. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, kerap kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is kerap praja. There are five kinds. First, kerap kenny. Secondly, kerap praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is kerap jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
This traditional snack will definitely blow your mind. Burayot. The name itself comes from a Sundanese word, ngaburayot, which means hanging, because the snack is really hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water. These ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough was shaped into a small ball. Then, they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floating on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the burayot, slightly sweet with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This is gonna be the best companion for your tea or coffee.
I want to talk about Indonesian music industry and how we are currently in loss and also saddened by the passing of one of Indonesia's great, great music artists, music producer, and overall artist, Gusti Irwan Wibowo, or who is familiar with Gusti Wiw. He started his journey on social media on one of Indonesia's biggest music platform, it's Indomusikgram. And then he parts his way and create his own music. He is known to be a figure who makes music sounds fun. So whenever he's performing, he always incorporated humor into it, and also Indonesian deep culture and dangdut. And there's a lot of creativity in his music and arts and works. And not only that, he is a music artist, he is a music producer, he is also a comedian who is very close to Indonesian people's heart, especially Gen Z. He is indeed very funny, very entertaining, and he is a very fun person. So losing him yesterday was really tough on us, including his closest friend, Sal Priyadi, one of Indonesian music, also a music artist, and he produced a song about this exact thing happening, about a longing experienced by someone for a loved one who has left. It is said that the person is still shrouded in a sense of loss, so that he hopes to meet again with the figure who has left. However, life goes on by making him try to be strong and live with a smile. So this song, created by Sal Priyadi, is about losing someone and meeting someone who has already passed away. And it's ironic to know that one of his best friend and also Indonesian sweetheart, I will say, just passed away yesterday. So I'll play you a song by Sal Priyadi, Gala Bunga Matahari.
Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, ceritakan padaku bagaimana tempat tinggalmu yang baru. Adakah sungai-sungai itu benar-benar dilintasi dengan air susu? Juga badanmu tak sakit-sakit lagi. Kau dan orang-orang di sana muda lagi. Semua pertanyaan temukan jawaban. Hati yang gembira sering kau tertawa. Benarkah orang bilang ia memang suka bercanda? Mungkinkah kau mampir hari ini? Bila tidak mirip kau, jadilah bunga matahari yang tiba-tiba mekar di taman. Meski bicara dengan bahasa tumbuhan, kan ku ceritakan padamu bagaimana hidupku tak. setiap waktu. Kadang aku menangis bila aku perlu, tapi aku sekarang sudah lebih lucu. Jadilah menyenangkan seperti katamu, jalani hidup dengan penuh sukacita, dan percaya kau ada di hatiku selamanya. Pastikan bertemu lagi.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its contents